Comcast and the Denver Broncos are excited to bring you Fan on Demand. See yourself and your friends on TV as you compete in the new trivia game show filmed live during home games at Invesco Field. Comcast digital cable subscribers need only go to On Demand, Channel 1, select Your Colorado, then Fan on Demand to be part of the fun. Find even more great Broncos specials for free on demand in the sports and fitness category under NFL Network and the Broncos Zone. So play the Fan on Demand game show and cheer for the Broncos with Comcast On Demand.
An injury-plagued Sunday led to a Monday where numerous Broncos underwent examinations and Sam Brandon learned that his season is done with a torn anterior cruciate ligament.
It's always tough to lose a great player. You know, Sam has really helped us in the nickel package and a big nickel, and he's done a great job on special teams. And so it's always tough to lose a guy like that. You know, just you could see it happen right in front of you. You know, it was just a freak injury, and it's really a shame because he's been really playing well.
And playing well in a specific spot as an extra defensive back in the big nickel formation designed to shut down opposing tight ends. Brandon might not be there to play it, but the big nickel won't die.
Oh yeah, you know, someone will play that position. Obviously we won't go, you know, we won't talk about who will play it for obvious reasons, but we'll still have a big nickel, regular nickel. You know, we'll still go with that type of mindset.
The Monday injury report was easily the longest of the year.
Ebenezer Ecubon had a thigh strain. He's having an MRI today. Let you know on Wednesday, you know, what his situation is. Patrick Chukwuera went out in the fourth quarter with a hamstring strain. He's had an MRI today. We'll find out more about it later on this evening. I'll let you know on Wednesday. Ian Gold, same thing. He went out in the first quarter with a hamstring strain. He's getting an MRI today as well. I'll let you know on Wednesday. Nick Ferguson and John Lynch had a CT scan today for their concussion. It was negative, so both of those guys should be okay. Darren Williams and Rod Smith had both had first, second degree shoulder separations during the game. The x-rays showed that you know, it just popped out a little bit. We'll know more about that on Wednesday. And Al Wilson had a mild concussion. No scan was necessary. So a few guys, you know, beat up, some bumps and bruises. Hopefully we'll recover quick.
Smith played through his shoulder injury, but Williams was forced out of the game.
My shoulder hurting pretty bad, so I ain't feeling too good. You know, I'm glad we won, but I'm kind of banged up right now.
And it's too early to tell whether he'll play next week.
I don't know right now. I always say I will, but I don't know. I can't. I don't got no answer for that one right now.
Nevertheless, the rash of injuries was unlike anything Shanahan had ever seen before.
You know, I don't think I can remember one side of the football or ever remember losing as many guys on one side of the football. I can remember guys going out, offense and defense and special teams throughout a game, but I don't think I've ever had that happen just on one side. As many players actually miss playing time, especially as early in the game as it happened.
Sunday's injuries added to a roster of banged-up players that included starting tailback Tatum Bell and first-team fullback Kyle Johnson.
It all depends. We've got Tatum that's he's, you know, been banged up. He's got two sore toes. Mike Bell is a little bit sore. You know, Cedric Cobb is coming off a bad ankle. So it all depends on during the week how these guys practice, and the guys that practice good are going to play. But we got a few guys that we think are capable of playing, and we're going to play the best players. Very similar to what happened with Kyle Johnson this week. You know, he thought he could play and might have been able to, but you could just see he didn't have the power in those, you know, pushing off with those sore ankles. And so, you know, blocking those big outside linebackers, if you're not full speed, you know, it's really hard to have a good game. You get run over very quickly. So that's one of the reasons why we kept him out, and hopefully he's ready to go this week. But, you know, we'll find out, you know, a little bit more later on during the week.
Meanwhile, Matt Lepsis is set to undergo surgery this week after tearing his ACL 15 days ago, and his prognosis is good for the long-term future.
It's just an ACL, yeah.
Is that good? I mean, obviously good news.
Very good news. Very good news. It didn't have the ramifications of some of these other ACLs where, you know, you got an MCL, you got a microfracture, and there's so many things that can be involved, but he's got a basic ACL and like a 96% tear, which is really a good sign.
Another good sign was Sherrard Warren being able to complete the game Sunday as he recovers from a sprained right big toe.
You know, Sherrard really hung in there. He played 62 plays, and he knew he couldn't come out. And for him not to have gone the week before and played that many plays was really a credit to him. And he's feeling pretty good today, so there was no setback, even though he's a little sore. He's getting treatment. I think he'll be able to go this week and hopefully full speed.
But with all of the other injuries, the Broncos' depth will be tested, just like it was for most of Sunday.
That's the strength of our defense. We're deep, you know. Anybody can pretty much step in and play because we have such a talented team, you know, all the way around, offense and defense, special teams included, you know. So, you know, I'm glad to see that, you know, everybody came in and stepped up versus a strong Pittsburgh team.
They'll need more of the same at Oakland. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.